Hello, lovely people. It is Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone listening on the podcast today. It is December the 13th. Whew, like we are almost halfway through the month of December. If you are joining for the first time or you are returning, welcome to Between a Rock and a Scar Place. It is me, Brandis. And I am so happy to be here with you guys to just share another part of my heart. So today I just wanted to just talk and pray because the last few weeks I have been really feeling like I'm getting to a place of becoming numb. And I don't like that place. Like, I don't like being numb to life and what's going on around me because I'm so stressed about situations that I can't control or situations that I feel like there's no way of escape for me. It has been really hard. It has been really hard. It has been really tight. I was in the hospital for about a week last month, and then I've been off of work for 30 days. So 30 days, no work. So it has just been stressful, you know, thinking about bills and stressful, you know, being home. Anybody else would be like, oh, I'd love to be at home. No, like I want to go back to work. When I'm at home, you would think that I would get more accomplished at home. I absolutely do not get anything accomplished when I am at home. Like for me, being at home means I'm going to relax. When I become a full-fledged entrepreneur, I need an office. I need an office. Whether that is an office inside my house or that is an office in another building or office space, I need an office because being at home does not work. It is counterproductive for me, but that's just me. So I just been feeling kind of almost unbothered or unaffected in a way, but mentally, like I'm stressed and I just don't like being in that conflicting space. And so, you know, today I came home. This is my last day of being off of work. Tomorrow I get to go back to work. Whew, yes, Lord. I get to go back to work and I came home after dropping the kids off at school and I got back into bed. And then I was just like, you know what? Let me get up, because yesterday I slept pretty much like almost all day and I didn't want to do that today because I have some things that I need to wrap up before I get back into the swing of going to work and things like that. So I was like, let me get up and, you know, shower and just try to pep myself up. And, you know, I got my phone turned on, my gospel music, and the song by Donald Lawrence and Encourage Yourself. If you have not heard that song in a while, if you've never heard that song, please check that out on Apple or wherever you stream your music, but I stream my music on Apple Music. So check that out, because that song has me in a chokehold every time. Every time I listen to it and I sing it to myself, it has me in a chokehold every time, because as much as we as humans like connection, like feeling connected to other people, like being connected to people who relate to what we're going through, like to relate to people who have been where we are going through, and we want them to encourage us, it's good, you know, that's great in and of itself, for to be able to have someone who's cheering you on. But at the end of the day, if you can't encourage you, you won't be able to effectively encourage someone else. And sometimes you just have to, you have to build yourself up. You have to tell yourself, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to make it. I'm going to come out on the other end. And sometimes you have to do it with tears in your eyes. You have to keep saying it. And as I'm saying this, I'm speaking to myself as well, because I'm not always the greatest at encouraging myself. A lot of times I let thoughts come in and negative thoughts come in and flood my mind. And I don't combat those with thoughts of encouragement and saying, you know what, no matter what it looks like, I'm gonna get through this. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna come out on the other side. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna be the head and not the tail. I'm gonna be above and not beneath. I'm going to be a lender and not a borrower. I'm going to be my own boss. I'm going to have residual income. I'm going to be able to serve the people in my community. I'm going to be able to minister to my family. I'm going to be able to help my family. I'm going to be able to provide for my kids. You have to speak those things until you believe it. Until you believe it. And it is very much true that life and death is in the power of our tongues. It's in our mouth. Life and death is in our mouth. We have to command our day. We have to command our month. We have to command our year. We have to command our hour, even down to the minutes and seconds. We have to command it. We have to get up and know today is going to be a good day. And even if the day turns left or it goes south, you know what, Lord, I thank you for the rain and the sunshine. You can't have sunshine all the time. We need the rain. The rain is what comes in and it saturates the grass. And that's where, you know, seed is able to get in and really burrow or bury itself in the soil. Because now the soil is soft. It's able to have some give, as opposed to when it's dry and the sun is out and the ground is hard. Those seeds come down and they bounce right off. They have no way to make its way into the soil so that life can grow from that seed. So I wanted to make today Thankful Tuesday. And I wanted to just pray. Just a prayer for anyone who is listening to this podcast. And I just wanted to encourage you as well as encourage myself. So I feel like that is what God wanted me to do for today in this episode. And so, Lord, I just come to you. I thank you and I praise you for this day. Lord, I know that you are a God of relationship. You are a God of reconciliation. And so you're always looking to bring us into your arms, into that safe place, that place of refuge. And so, Lord, I just want to come and say I thank you for your open arms, for never turning away from receiving a surrendered heart, a heart that desires and longs to be close to you and to develop a relationship with you. Lord, I just thank you for being there. Even when times are hard and we don't physically see how we are going to be able to get through all of the debris. We don't see how we're going to be able to get through the mess. We don't see how we're going to be able to endure the fire. But I thank you, Lord, for the pressure, because pressure makes diamonds. So I thank you, God, for the pressure. It's not easy. That pressure is not always easy. It is not always comfortable. But I thank you, Lord, for growth. I appreciate, Lord, that you have kept me, that you have kept those who are going to be listening to this podcast, that you have kept them, Lord. They are here for a reason. There is much work that you require of us. And so, Lord, I just want to say, here I am, God. Send me. I am thankful for your love, your kindness, even for your discipline, God. Because we need structure. We need discipline. We need you to guide our footsteps. Lord, you are so beautiful, and you created this world that we live in. You made it complex and beautiful. And Lord, I just thank you for always protecting your children, loving on us, even when we don't always do the best at loving on ourselves. I want to encourage not only myself, but those that are listening. I want to encourage you to keep fighting and to keep pushing If it's uncomfortable, keep going. Comfortable, you become complacent and you don't grow. When you're uncomfortable, there's room to grow. There's room to stretch. That's what that uncomfortable feeling is. It's the stretch. And so, Lord, I want to ask you to give peace to those who have a troubled heart and a troubled mind, Lord. Please let them know, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, through the man or woman of God that you have placed in their lives. Lord, please let them know that you hear them, that you're with them, that you see them, that you have not forsaken them. I want to encourage everyone to look in the mirror and tell yourself, you can make it. You're going to come out on top. That God did not bring you this far to leave you. And I know that it seems so cliche to say that God will not put more on us than we can bear. He will not allow for there to be more on us than we can bear. Even when it feels like, Lord, I can't bear this, you're still here. You're still here because you can bear it. You can bear it. There is a testimony at the end of what you're going through. It is to bring God glory. It's that his glory may be revealed so that we can help draw all men unto Christ. And so, Lord, I just want to take the time to say thank you. I thank you for the tears. I thank you for the laughs. I thank you for the joy. I thank you for just constantly revealing yourself, even in small doses, God. You did not have to allow me to wake up this morning, and yet, here I am. Living and breathing another day. I thank you for each season in my life. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to give me understanding, purpose, and that you will continue to remember me. I pray that you will continue to increase my seed of faith in you so that it can grow and grow and grow. Lord, I want to be dependent upon you and trust you with my whole heart, so that when the winds come and the storm comes I can walk on water. I won't have no doubt, because I know, Lord, that you are going to hold my hand through it all. You won't let one hair on my head be plucked out, because you care that much for me. I honor you on today, God. I thank you just for being who you are. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the I am that I am. And Lord, I'm sorry that I fall short. I'm sorry that I missed the mark. But I know that you aren't looking for us to be perfect. But you are looking for pure hearts, surrendered hearts, surrendered wills. And I will continue, Lord, to push myself. I will continue to build myself up, so that I won't get to a place that's so low that I can't pull myself. I haven't been able to do it, Lord. Every low place that I have been at in my life, you have always reached in and saved me from drowning. And I thank you so much for that, God. You are so awesome. You are so wonderful. So, Lord, I pray that you will be careful when, not be careful, but I pray that you will be mindful of us. And we will be careful to give your name the honor and the praise that it deserves. Lord, teach us patience. Help us to be humble. Help us to learn how to wait and really trust that you got us, that you have our best interest in mind. sometimes just have to just pause in the presence of God. I thank you for healing. Healing in the body, healing in the mind, healing in our emotions, healing in our spirits. I just give your name praise, Lord, because you are just so, you're so wonderful. And I want to make sure, Lord, that I recognize you in my life. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed to say that I love you, God. You have kept me in the wilderness. And so, Lord, I want to make sure that whatever is the next season for my life, that I don't walk in it without you, Lord. I pray for new beginnings and I pray for closed doors. I thank you for the hedge of protection that you surround in my life and in the life of those that I have around me. And I also pray that you would offer that same protection to those who are listening today. I just feel such peace right now, Lord, and I just thank you for that peace. Thank you for that tranquility. I thank you, Lord, just for the quietness. I just give your name the honor and all of the praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I hope that you are encouraged on today. And I hope you take that small seed of encouragement and you carry it with you throughout the week. And anytime you feel low or anytime you feel overwhelmed or like you just can't make it, I pray that you will take that seed and just begin to water it. And just begin to say, through God, all things are possible. Because God will take the bad situations and he will turn it around for his good. And sometimes all it takes is just us stepping out on faith and just trusting him. And then just being real with where we are. Like, Lord, I ain't got it all together. I'm a mess right now. But I got this small seed. It's mustard size right now. But I got this small seed of faith. And I don't have nothing else to lose. So here I am, Lord. I'm going to put my trust here. No, there's nothing wrong with wanting God to show up and to show out. We just have to be careful that we don't want it so that we can take the credit for ourselves. Like, no. God showed up and he showed out. God did that. Because me, I didn't have it in me. Me, I wasn't gonna survive it. I wasn't going to make it. These events were about to happen to me, but God stepped in. God did that. It's not within our own strength, because if it was within our own strength, we wouldn't even be calling on God to help us. If we could do it, we call on him because we realize we can't. We can't do it. We can't make it without him. And so right now, I'm just clay. Going back to the potter so that he can reshape me. Into the original design that he had for me. You know? Like, Lord, I done chipped a few places. I don't look like how you originally designed me to be. So I need you to reshape me, to remold me, to remake me. And so, just wanted to leave you with that. I hope that you are encouraged. I know that I feel encouraged today. And, you know, just have to find ways to build yourself up, whether that's listening to, you know, your most favorite gospel song. Sometimes I will listen to a particular song on repeat for a while because it just, when I hear it, it just puts me in a better space mentally. If that means just setting time aside just to sit and allow the quietness of God to speak to you. Because God isn't always loud. A lot of times the reasons why we can't hear him is because everything else is so much louder than than the whisper of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is gentle. He's not going to yell and scream. He's not going to talk over your will and your desire. You have to want to surrender your will to Christ. You have to want to surrender your life to Christ. It's a choice. It's a choice. No one's being forced. As I've said before, God is a gentleman. He's firm in his principles, but he is a gentleman. So, I pray that you guys have a wonderful rest of the week. I love doing this. I love being able to share my heart and just speak from my heart and be able to talk about things that are real. The things that we think about and that we go through and the questions that we have when it comes to this journey in our faith. So even if I only reach one person, I've done what I believe God has asked me to do for today. So I love you all. I cannot wait to come back next week and talk to you again. In the meantime, in between time, please have a blessed week. Stay prayed up. Stay woke. And until we meet again, bye.